Rabban or not. So then the Gemara says, no, that's ridiculous. You can't have a machlokes about that. It certainly does go basalosh medayot. You have to interpret what the person said based on the way people speak. It's impossible to say otherwise. The end of the, on Sama Gimel, the end of the next perek, the Gemara has, just like Benedorm Haloch Achalosh Medorim, so too if you wrote a shtar, you wrote a document, it's also Haloch Achalosh Medorim. What was the intention of the agreement and the document? Or if I rent to you an apartment and I use words in English, so what are the conditions of the rental? So everything depends on Losh Mani Adam. Of course, not shach to have a machloikis about that. On Memtes Amar Aleph, when the Gemara had this machloikis atanoim, where the tzli is included in Bishol, so the Gemara said, they quoted a pasuk from Dira Yom, Afal Pishon Rai Ladov, Zecha Ladov, so they quoted the pasuk. So Rabbi Kevegar asked, why did they quote a pasuk from Dira Yom? Should have quoted a pasuk from Chumash. V'inshalta v'yachalta. So the Netziv has in his Hakdama, to his commentary on the Shiltis, suggested teretz on Rabbi Kevegas Kasha, that depends on a big issue. There is a Taisus in Kiddushan on Lamed Zayin on Beis, a famous Taisus, where Taisus quotes a Kasha from Ibn Ezra. There's a steer between the pasuk of Chumash and the pasuk in Sefer Yeshua regarding what is the mashmos of the word Mimrachas HaPesach. So in the Chumash it says Mimrachas HaPesach Yotzim Neisom Eretz Mitzrayim. They left Eretz Mitzrayim and Tezbov Nisim. So when is Pesach? Yudalad Nisim. Shchitas HaPesach. Mimrachas HaPesach means and Tezbov day after Shchitas HaPesach. And whereas in Sefer Yeshua it says Veyochlo Me'abu Haaretz Mimrachas HaPesach. That on the first day, Chol HaMoed Pesach, after they brought the Minchas HaOmer, then they ate Chodesh. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh till you bring the Minchas HaOmer. So there, Mimachas HaPesach means the day after Achilas HaKorban Pesach. Achilas Korban Pesach is Leil Tezvav, San Tezayin. They ate Me'abu Ha'aret the Chodesh. It's a stira, whether the phrase Mimachas HaPesach refers to Tezvav or Tezayin. That's the Kasha Tezit quotes from the Ibn Ezra. On the side of the Gemara, they put in brackets that we didn't need the Ibn Ezra, the Yerushalmi asked that Kasha. Okay. The one time in Shas that Tezit quotes the Ibn Ezra, so they print on the side, we didn't need the Ibn Ezra. Yerushalmi asked the Kasha. So Tezit quotes the Teretz from the Ri, it's a paraphrase. The Gemara says in Chulin, in different places, Loshen Tar Luchud, Loshen Chacham Luchud. So the Ri quotes that, then he says, Loshen Tar Luchud, Loshen Nevim Luchud, Loshen Chacham Luchud, just like Loshen Tar, Loshen Nevim. Loshen Chachamim are two different dialects of Hebrew. So to Loshen Tar Luchot, Loshen Nevim Luchot. Why should it be Loshen Tar Luchot, Loshen Nevim Luchot? So there's a famous word from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva in a Sefer HaChumash in the Kedushas Levi. He has a Chassidish word, very nice, famous. You should be familiar with that. He says the pasuk says in Shir Hashem, Ani L'Doy D'V'Doy D'Li. We love HaKadosh Baruch and we always speak in His praise. And He loves us, so He always speaks in our praise. So when we speak about Pesach, when we speak about Pesach, we're speaking about Pesach HaBotei B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, when the Ribbono Shel Olam skipped over and he didn't cause any harm to the Bechorei Yisrael. When the Ribbono Shel Olam speaks about Pesach, he means the Mesiras Nefesh of His Jewish people, that they shechted a kevis, and the Mitzrayim used to worship animals. So the Mesiras Nefesh that B'nei Yisrael did, that they shechted the Korban Pesach. So, Loshen Torah Luchud, V'loshen Nevi'im Luchud, why is that so? So, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva assumes Loshen Torah Luchud because the Torah is B'loshen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, where they darshan L'shoines Kvulim. It says in many times, Hanek Tanek, Nosen Titen, Mesach Tiftach, Mos Yumas. So, there's a machlokes at Tanah where they darshan L'shoines Kvulim. So we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Lo diber Torah l'shem meriadam. So you have the Shonis Kfulim, you always darshan something. And you can't say, you have a whole pasuk that's meyuter, a long pasuk tells you one little din. What about all the first seven words in the pasuk? For that din, you didn't need eight words, it would have been enough one word. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says, you don't darshan the Shonis Kfulim. And called a mikro kula, you have sometimes a whole pasuk is written only to tell you one din, and the rest of the first seven words are taker unnecessary. So we usually assume like Rabbi Akiva, lo debaterek l'sham yod. So the chumash is written l'shono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva has the famous interpretation when it says in chumash, Mimachas HaPesach Yatzim and Eisam Yeretz Mitzrayim, It refers to the day after Shechitas HaPesach. Ani l'day devidai d'li. Rabbanu Shalom uses the term Pesach referring to the Shechitas HaPesach. And in Nevi'im, not Navi, the Navi was given a Mara HaNevuah, but then he says in his own words, he interprets in his own words what the Mara HaNevuah is. So that's Beloshin B'nei Adam. That's Beloshin of B'nei Yisrael. So when it says in the Navi that Vayochla Me'avu Haaretz Mimachas HaPesach, that means on Tezayin, they ate the Chodosh. So that's referring to the Pesach. HaPesach HaBata B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. When we speak about Pesach, we speak about the Nes, that the Makas B'Reres didn't occur to the Jewish people. That's famous from Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev. He has on the opening Rashi in Parshas Matos, also like that. Rashi quotes from the Tanoim. How come Moshe Rabbeinu has a higher level of prophecy? He says, Zeh Adova Shatziva Hashem, and the other Nevi'im only say, Koy Amar Hashem. What's the difference? He says, Zeh Adova means direct dictation. So the Chumash is, whenever the Torah has dinim that annoyed Lidurus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter, to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's called Zeh Adova Shatziva Hashem. Moshe came to Nevi'im, all the other Nevi'im, sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu also says Ahira Shor. So then he wasn't given direct dictation. When he was given Ahira Shor, it was on the same level of Nevuah as the other Nevi'im. So he introduces the Nevuah by saying, Koy Amar Hashem, this is approximately what the Rabban Shalom said. It's not word for word and letter for letter. So that's what the Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchever, the two pieces are both in the Kedusha Slam. He said, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchever is assuming that's a fundamental difference between Torah and Nevi'im Uksuvim. Torah is dictated word for word, letter for letter, if it's a din l'doiras. And in Nevi'im Uksuvim, the Nevi'im had a mara, a chalom, a chazon, and they say in their own words, so that's Beloshim ben Yod. So the Netziv in the Hakdamah, to his commentary on the Shiltas, quotes, I think it's the Abar Benel, who says maybe there's a distinction between Nevi'im Uksuvim. Maybe Nevi'im was there. Dictated word for word, letter for letter, and Ksuvim is not. Maybe Ksuvim is Beloshim Ariyot. So that's what the Netziv suggests, that maybe that's the answer to Rebbe Kavega's Kasha. Why do they quote a pasuk from Dira Yomim? It was going to be Afal Pishain Rai Ladoba Zecha Lado. It's not going to be a good Rai anyway, because Vedidorim Halocha Chaloshim Ariyotam. So he says, no, they quoted from Ksuvim, because Ksuvim is Beloshim Ariyotam. So that's why they thought that it's going to be a Rai. By Vashalas Lapesach, they see in Loshim Ariyotam. Tzliya is called Bishul. And the answer is, that was Lashem Yodim in the days of the Tanakh. What has it got to do today? Modern Hebrew is totally different from the Hebrew in the days of the Gemara. That's what the Miri repeats on every Mishnah here, whenever the Gemara, the next couple of Prokim. The Mishnah says what's included, what's not included. So the Miri always adds on, that's Bosa Mokim or Bosa Zman. In the days of the Tanakh, that's what the word meant. Because Manazet doesn't necessarily have the same connotation. So that's clear like that. No one's going to argue that the Dorim is not going to be Beloshim and the Adam. Of course it's Beloshim and the Adam. There is a question, really, it was in the beginning of the Masechta, the Shaila is, we learn off in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh Kisishov and Labate Biswasaim, that a Shvua is only Chal if you have Dibur. Most of the Rishonim assume that that applies to a Neder as well. The Dorim and Shvua, you need Dibur. So what's called Dibur? So if you speak Hebrew, so that's a language that's recognized. What if you're going to speak another language? Does Halacha recognize other languages other than Dibur? So the Gemara says, yeah, that the Kinuyim is Loshen Umas. Loshen Umas is good. When the Reform first made one of the original Takonis, one of the original Shinuyim was that they translated the Siddur into German. They decided they're going to daven in German based on the Din in the Gemara that the Bitzibur, you don't need the Malachim to present when you daven. B'tzibur, you don't need malachim to present the tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but b'yochid you do. So if a person davens b'yechidus, he needs the malachim to present the tefillos. The Gemara has a loshon, the malachi ha'sharis are not makirim b'loshon aramis. So you cannot daven b'loshon aramis. What do you mean? So Tosafos says, how can it be? All the other languages they understand, and only loshon aramis they don't understand. So Tosafos works hard on that question. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Raivan and the Tmim Daim, it does mean they don't understand Aramaic. Aramis is labdavka Aramis. Aramis means the vernacular, the spoken language in the street, the way everybody talks. So the malachim feel that it's a bizoyan, that the person davens in the vernacular. You should have made his tefillah a little fancier. So you're not allowed to daven in German. That's, if you live in Germany, that's the vernacular. But if they're davening b'tzibur, then you can daven in German, then you can daven in the vernacular. So Rabbi Ephraim... So the Gdolim in that generation were all opposed to this takana. Each one gave a different reason. Chassam Sofer and his Jubas gave one reason. They didn't consult any of the Gdolim. They knew they were Talmidim of Chassam Sofer, some of them. They didn't consult. They felt that it's a din in Shulchan Aruch, so you don't need, even though they're changing the whole nature of the Tefillin Beis HaKnesses, they felt they don't have to submit to Shailah to the Gdoli Hador. So Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolius was opposed, and Rabbi Kevega was opposed. Each one had different reasons. Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolius has a tshuva. I don't think it's in the Beis HaKnesses, it's in a separate volume, where he has the following argument. He says, at the time of the Migdal Bovel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had everybody speak Shivim Lashon. So he thinks that Shivim Lashon are acceptable. We recognize other languages if it's one of the Shivim Lashon. But he says, who's going to tell me that the German, the way it's spoken today, in the 1800s, who says that that's one of the Shivim Lashon? So it's a Chiddush. He's assuming that any language other than the Shivim Lashon is not recognized as a language. The Pashtus, English for sure, is not one of the Shivim Lashon. So if a person takes a neder in English, so that doesn't count, it's not binding. How can it be? It's a chiddush what he assumes. And the notes from the Shiurim from Rabbi Avla Soloveitchik Ganozir, so they have on the first Mishnah, they quote, the Rabbi Avla was Mesupik, how many people have to speak a language that it should be recognized as a language? Let's say I have three friends and we have some pig Latin. We made up our own language. Only the four of us speak this language. No one else in the world speaks the language. So when we talk, no one knows what we're talking about, but we can communicate with each other. Is that considered a language that if a person takes a shvur, a neder, that you say that the neder is binding? Does it have to be a language that's spoken by minimum number of people that should be recognized as a language? So they quote the Rav Avla was mesupik about that. On the opening Mishnah Taka in Nozir, the Orach Mishar, in the back of the room, the Shas, they have the Orach Mishar, one of the Achrayim. So he quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that if a person makes up his own language, he says, when I say yes, I mean no, when I say potatoes, I mean oranges. And then he says, I do not take a neder to eat oranges. So based on what he just said, means I'm taking a neder, yes, to eat potatoes, whatever. So the Orach Mishar quotes Yerushalmi that's good. It's not a language that anybody speaks. You only have four people to speak the language. He makes up in advance what the words are. That's a big chiddush. I could understand better like Rav Avla that it has to be a language that's recognized. How many people have to speak the language that it should be recognized? I don't know. But to say that it has to be one of the Shivim Lashon, that's a big chiddush. I don't know about that. Exactly, what is the difference between the Miksuvim? It's a question. The Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim thinks the difference is that Nevuah is a higher level of Ruach HaKodesh than Ksuvim. So the Ksuvim were written with a slightly lower level of Ruach HaKodesh, and the Nevuah were written with a slightly higher level of Ruach HaKodesh. They quote in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he didn't think that was the difference. He thought that maybe it's the same level of Ruach HaKodesh. But Nevuah was initially neat on the Hayomer. Like the word Bori Niv Svasai, Niv is Tnuva, to produce, produce. So he thought that Nevi'im were originally given a Nevuah to deliver the message to the Jews or the non-Jews or whatever. And Ksuvim is Nitan Lehikosim. That's the difference. And here, the Netziv quoted, I think, the Abarbanel, who wanted to say a different difference, that it could be that Nevi'im was dictated to the Navi word for word, letter for letter, the same as the Chumash. And the Ksuvim, that's Beloshim Eriyadim. That's a big chiddush, man. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once said that what the Kedushas Levi wrote, that Zeh Hadavar Shatziva Hashem, only the Chumash is direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter, and the Nevi'im Ksuvim is not. He said all the Sifrei Kabbalah say like that. He said that's not a chiddush from the Kedushas Levi. On Samach Gimel, the Gemara had the discussion about Hador. You certainly go Basan Lashem Eriyadim when you write a shtar, just like when you take a neder. So the question is, in Lashem and Adam, when you have a Shana Muberes, you have a Rod Rishon or Rod Sheni, so which one is considered the other stam? So it's a Machlekes HaTanaim, and it's a Shaila, how we should Paskan La'alochem. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tovkuf Samaches Ibzain, Hilchas Tainis, they talk about fasting on a Yortzai. So if a person takes a Neder to fast on a Yortzai, so that's a Neder Tainis, okay? What if a person never took a neder? What if he just started to fast the first yartzai? And the indication, if you, either you do a minik toiv three times in a row, So that shows that you plan to continue like that, even though your mind was blank, you weren't thinking one way or the other. But if you did this minigtai three times in a row, when the issue came up, that indicates that that's what you had in mind. Or if you did it once, you minigtai once, and you intended at the time that you observed the minigtai that you want to continue to observe it. So that was the Gemara in Daf Tezvav, that a minigtai is binding mitam nedem and the Rabbana. Minatora, it's not binding because you need levat to be so assignment. The Rabbana, we treat it like a hegdish. The Gemara says in Shavuos that there are two exceptions to the rule. Usually you need levat to be so assignment. And in this week's Sedra, it says, Kol isha she'edven alibo. Gemara quotes the other pasuk in the Rayamim, Kol nidiv levoilus heviyu. So by korbanos, the din is that if you magdish the korban belev, it's chal. So here, that's only by hegdish, and then the other exception to lulu is truma. But actually, lecham trumas, lecham trumas chal b'machshav. So the Gemara says these are shnei ksuv ma'boin ke'achadeim alamdim. So these two, even though they're in yoni hafloa, hafroshas truma is an inyan of hafloa, and hakdoshas korban is also an inyan of hafloa. Hafloa means something that's chal ayidei dibur. These two, you don't need dibur. But with the Rabbanu, we say that not only does it apply to Hegdash, if you're Magdash Karbanis, any Minik Toiv is also binding Mitam Ned and Rabbanu. It's not binding Minat Torah, because it's neither Hegdash nor Trumas. And Mikra Adin, you really need Amir. So let's say the person fasted a Yortzeit. So it's considered a Ned and Rabbanu. Either he said, I accept upon myself a Ned to fast every year on the Yortzeit, or he observed three Yortzeit in a row, and he wasn't thinking one way or the other. Or observe one yortzeit, and he thought, and he planned always to fast on the yortzeit of his parent. So that's binding mitam neder midirabon. So what if he has yortzeit in Chodesh Adar, and when his father died, or and the first year that he fasted, there was only one Adar. So he took a neder, believe, midirabbanan, fine, he took a neder to fast in Adar. Then it comes one year that is going to be a Shana Muberes. So should he fast Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So b'nedarim halacha halosh m'riyadim, so it should depend on how you paskin, and there's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah. The stam Adar is Adar Rishon, the stam Adar is Adar Sheni. So that's the machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaben Ramo, how do you paskin? When it comes to Shana Muberes, should the person fast in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Then the Ramos recommends you should fast them both. So Pasha Pshat in the Ramos is because it's a machlekes with the Stam Adar is Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So you go to Chumra. So the Bi'ur Ragua there has a new suggestion that is not Betoris Sofik. When the Ramos says that there are those who are machmer both, it's Betoris Vadai. How can it be Betoris Vadai? Either Stam Adar is Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So the Vilna Gaon explains. He leaves out a little bit, he leaves out the Hagdama, but he gives the punchline. So the Hagdama is, what is it all about fasting on a yortzeit? So some of the Achrayim say that there's a mitzvah lida based tzara. And the day of the yortzeit, in a certain sense, is considered an eis tzara. Either they judged the father on that day and they decided he should die, so either it was a Yom Hadin for the father, or maybe it's a Yom Hadin for the whole family, that they lost the father of the household. So maybe they're going to judge the Nifter again today. They can decide, that even after he died, they can decide to judge him again. They can decide to judge the family again. So since the day is an Eis Tzara, so there's a mitzvah lead, there'll be Eis Tzara. It's an Inyan to fast on an Eis Tzara. So the question is, if the person died in a Shana Pshuta on Adar Rishon, then it comes a Shana Muberes. So now it's a discussion, a real serious discussion, which is the Yeis Tzora? Is it, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. So is it Zayin Adar Rishon or Zayin Adar Sheni? Which is the day that they made a Mishpat in the Bezon Shalmaila? Either against the whole family that Moshe the father died, or against that Nifter, against Moshe, that he was judged. So it's not a question, which is the real Ador? What do you mean, which is the real Ador? Is there such a thing as the real Ador? So the Gemara tells us, the Rishalmi tells us, that until the days that they came back from Golas Bavel, they didn't have names for the months. The first month was Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. Pesach didn't fall out the 15th of Nisan. Pesach fell out Chamisha Asyam, the Chodesh HaRishon. And Rosh Hashanah falls out the Chodesh Hashvi, Echad L'Chodesh Hashvi, and Sukkot is Tezvav L'Chodesh Hashvi. So there was no Chodesh Adar. So there's nothing to discuss. There was no other region, no other Sheni. It was the Chodesh Ayud base and the Chodesh Ayud Gimel. The Ramban HaChumash and the Pasuk HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodoshim quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Shmos Chodoshim Helwe Mahim Bavel. When they came back from Golas Bavel, so they picked up by the Goyim that you give names for the months. So some of the Maskilim pick up this passage in the Yerushalmi and they say that this was a sign of assimilation, that they picked up a shtick from the Goyim. The Ramban HaChumash thinks that this was a chelik of the Kiyum HaMitzvah HaChodesh HaZalachem. Just like there's a mitzvah to incorporate the geula from Mitzrayim into the luach by declaring Chodesh Nisan as the Chodesh Arishan, and everything is counted, all the months are counted to the Chodesh Arishan, the Chodesh Agula, so too after the geula from Golas Bavel, we introduce something into the luach and you gab the Shmos Chodoshim. So the question is, what do you mean the whole system changed now? So now we say that the Sukkot is Tesvav Tishrei, and Yom Kippur is Yud Tishrei. Or you say, no, b'negeh tol dinim deraisa, it's on the old system. That the Sukkah says, Tezvav l'chodesh hashvi. It's not Tishrei. It's only relevant, the Shmos Chodoshim is only relevant, b'negeh to dinim derabbanan. What dinim derabbanan? Chreis Chanukah, and Purim, ayamim tovim derabbanan, that were instituted at that time, when they came back from Golas Babel, so Chanukah was instituted Kislev. So then you have to know which month is the month of Kislev. B'negeh to the dinim derabbanan. But it could well be b'negeh to all the dinim deraisa. The old system is still in place. We just ignore the names of the months. We only calculate based on the number of the month. So that's a shaila if you're trying to discuss which is the Yom Hadin, when the Beis Din Shalmaila made a judgment either against the whole family. It's either a Yom HaDin for the family or a Yom HaDin for the Niftar, and it may be, again, an Eis Tzor today. Maybe that they're going to judge him, and maybe they're going to judge the family again. That's why you want to fast, because it's an Eis Tzor. So the question is, that's a real Shaila and a Din Deraisa. Not a make-believe Din Midirabon. Like Chanukah and Purim were invented by the Chacham. But if the Beis Din Shalmaila makes a Mishpat on someone, on the family or an individual, that's a real Din Deraisa. So that should really not depend on the number of the month. That should not depend on the name of the month. That should really depend on the number of the month. Unless one should assume that when the Ramban says, that the whole system was changed at that time. Everything was changed. Even the Dinim Deraisa changed. That Sukkot falls out on the 15th of Tishrei, not the 15th of the second. Of the seventh month. Everything changes. All the din deraisa change when they introduce names for the months. So that's what the Vilna Goyen seems to be jumping over here. He quotes the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah has a machlokes hatanaim. When you have a Shana Muberes, when do you observe Purim? Do you observe in Ad Rishon or Ad Sheni? So the Gemara says one consideration is Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs is a din. I have to shake a lulav and an esrog. So I walk into the Beis Medrash. On the first table, there's a dalad minim. Beautiful. But then on the last table in the back, there's also a dalad minim. So the Gemara says, Eima birin al mitzvah. Why should you wait till you walk all the way to the back? You pass by a dalad minim on the first table. So take that one. Don't go to the one all the way in the back. Eima birin al mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Menachas, Eima birin al mitzvahs. When they want to do Katsiras or Omer. So you should take the Omer somewhere on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Why should you go so far away? Go to the first available opportunity. So here the Gemara talks about you have two Adors. You have Ad Rishon and Ad Sheni. So you have two Purims. You have Yud Dalet Ad Rishon and Yud Dalet Ad Sheni. So the Gemara says, why should you wait till Ad Sheni to observe Purim, observe the mitzvahs on the Ad Rishon? The Gemara seems to be assumed that they're both Ador and they're both Purim. They're both Purim. Gemara says on the other daf there in Megillah, Lesa shel zeh bezeh v'shel zeh bezeh, there's an isa hesped v'tainas on Purim. So the Gemara says, whether you're in Yerushalayim or whether you're in Tel Aviv, there's an isa hesped v'tainas on both days. When you have a Shana Muberes, there's an isa hesped v'tainas on all 4 days. So why is that so? But it's not Purim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you see from the Gemara, he said, oh, but this be a ragra. See if in the Gemara that there are really 2 days of Purim. Yudalad and Tazor are both Purim. When you have a Shana Meberes, you really have 4 days that are Purim. Yudalad and Tezvav are the Rishon, Yudalad Tezvav are the Sheni. Because both are the Rishon and are the Sheni, they're both really Ador. And therefore all four are Purim. Let's say every year Pesach is 7 days. You can't make the Seder whenever you please. The Seder has to be the first night of Pesach. You can't do it on the middle of Chalma. You can't have the last day Pesach. It's a yontif that lasts for 7 days, Bayom of Balayla for 7 days, but you can only fulfill, let's say Rosh Hashanah is Laila Bayom, but you can't blow Shofar Balayla, you have to blow Shofar Bayom, and you have to do Netilas Lul Bayom, you have to eat the Matzah and the Korban Pesach Balayla, not Bayom. So just because it's a long yontif for 7 days, over here just because it's a yontif, there are 4 days of Purim, and Rosh Hashanah Mubaris doesn't necessarily mean you can fulfill the mitzvah whenever you please to. So if you live in Yerushalayim, it has to be on Tezvav. You live in Tel Aviv, it has to be on Yudalit. But which should it be? Or the Rishon or the Sheni? So the Gemara says, well, on the one hand, there's a consideration. Ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvahs. They're both equally Purim. So why should you wait till the second Purim? Why should you wait? Why should you walk all the way to the back of the Beis Medrash? Use the lulav in the use the lulav that you bump into first on the first table. Ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvahs. Then the Gemara says, on the other hand, there's another consideration. Mismach gula l'gula adifo. That are the Sheni. The celebration of Purim will be closer to Pesach, so that's Mismach Gula L'Gula. So that's what the Vilna Gaon quotes. You see from the Gemara that both months are really Ador. The Gemara has a discussion B'Loshem B'nei Adam. When people say Ador, what do they mean? Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni? But forget about B'Loshem B'nei Adam. Al Pidin, which is the real Ador? Both are. What do you mean they're both Ador? But one is the Chodesh HaShnei Masa, one is the Chodesh HaShlosha Asa. On the level of the Raisa, they're not the same. There are no names for the months. So the Vilna Gaon is assuming that once they gave the names to the months, both are really Ador, and therefore all the 4 days are Purim, and he assumes that it's even relevant to Dinim Deraisa, not only Benegir to celebrating Purim. Purim is a Yantav Darabana. He's assuming that this even applies to observing the Yahrzeit. If the idea behind observing a Yahrzeit, because the day seems to be a Yom Adin, and you want an Eis Tzara, either Yom HaDin for the Nifta, Yom HaDin for the family. So you're assuming even on the level of the Raisa, when they introduced the Shmos Chadoshim, they made a major change. We totally ignore the Shmos, the numbers of the Chadoshim. We only go with the names of the Chadoshim. And both are the Rishon or the Sheni, are both Ador. And both are Yom HaDin. Even though the person only died in a year that there was only one Ador, we say that both Adors are Ador. And the Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar, so both Adors are going to be Yom HaDin. It's an interesting tradition. Rav Soloveitchik said over this Bi'ur HaGro, how you pass on Halacha, that's a different Shaila. But the Ramo quotes this, that there are those on Machmah to observe the outside in both of us.